Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday. And what is Thursday? Hang on a second, somebody's been fiddling with your machine there,
hello,
PJ.
Wait for it.
No, somebody had it on.
Hello, there we are now.
Why did the boilers mess with the machines?
I don't know. I'm glad they finally messed with your side. I'm fine today.
Every day
for the last week or so, I've been coming in and someone's been fiddling with me buttons.
Yeah.
And they obviously swapped seats last night. Because you've got
freaking
the
boilers.
The fiddler was in and doing it, dancing on your end of the table for a change.
Yeah, it's not bad enough that there's a bang of vaping off the microphone.
Ah, yeah. The smell of liquid raspberry creams coming out of it.
Anyway, we got there in the end. Welcome along, folks. Yes, it is Friday's Eve, Thursday, 17th of October. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend and all that sort of shenanigans. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Loads going on today, actually. With loads of people coming in today.
Today is like...
It's like Bloomin' train station in here today.
It's kind of like our little Halloween party or something today, because we've got Sarah Cleary, who's a doctor of horror.
Yeah, you're really looking forward to this, aren't you?
I met her once. She's sound. And if you're like me, if you're a horror fan and you love Halloween, I think we should get Mike in on it as well, seeing as though he is such a hater of Halloween. Try and convert him, or at least we'll get an expert's opinion on him.
Right.
And she's coming in. So she's coming in at 8 o'clock, is it? Yeah, 8 o'clock. And then we have Des Bishop coming in later on.
Who, bizarrely, I mean, obviously he's promoting something, but...
I think he might be promoting the Sean Cox gig.
To raise
money for the guy who was attacked over in
outside
Liverpool.
Outside Anfield, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that he's doing it on the United fans show and he knows we can't, you know, and wouldn't dare say no, we'd be only too happy to help. You know what I mean? Well, we'll see what happens there.
But I want to ask him about that thing that popped up on my social media there the other day. I assume it was some sort of throwback from him. He was like, he was singing rebel songs on a Chinese television show.
Yeah.
And I have to find out why. Obviously, it's something in his past that, you know.
Well, you know.
Do you remember it?
Well, no, but I do remember I was doing gigs in China, right?
Right.
And I was doing gigs in China. I thought it was great. And we were in Shanghai. No, we weren't. We were in, where's the other one? I nearly said Beirut. Beijing.
Yeah.
We were in Beijing. And we were over there doing gigs in Beijing, right? And then we met Des Bishop. And I just come off stage and I said, I did all right. And then he got on and he did 20 minutes in Chinese.
Oh my God.
And I was like, jeez.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's
put
me in my place a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was actually singing in Irish on this one. It's very strange to see a man singing Come Out Your Blackened Hands on the Chinese.
See, he lived over there when he was making the China. Joe, learning Chinese.
Anyway, so Des Bishop and Sarah Cleary, of course, who, as PJ said, is none other than a doctor of
Doctor
horror.
Sarah Cleary, yeah.
On the show, as well as all the other bits and bobs, which we'll tell you about. And, of course, birthday's on the way.
Yeah.
Stand by your bed.
Feeling good.
Yeah, George Michael and Faith, of course, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And we're about to take on the birthdays. PJ has two in the bag. Looking to see if you can squeeze yet another one in before the weekend. Because you have plans, haven't you, for next week?
I do have plans for next week.
Yeah, for the early part of next week.
Thankfully,
depending on how many days off he actually wins, might dictate how big his plans get.
Yes, indeed.
Who knows? Anyway, right, so the first one is a good one for you because he's one of your own. Right, he's one from your set.
Right.
Your carry-on of comedy.
Oh, dear, right. I never get these right.
I want you to listen to this clip, PJ. I want you to listen carefully because I tell you something, you could learn a thing or two. Like,
about how.
Listen to this man's craft, is all I'm going to say to you.
Oh,
right?
Jeepers.
Have a listen to this.
You're always looking, and even today, I was in the shop there with my good lady here in Christchurch, and they had fudge selling as you go out, and I thought, hang on a sec. I said, you know, if a homeless guy came in selling a magazine, would he be fudging the issue? Right, it's just it's puns. A few days ago, I thought, that's a great cliche, when the chips are down. So I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to leave you with a thought. When the chips are down, make sure you hang on to the fish. So I think, material is the big thing. You've got to keep working on it.
Oh, my God. That's Jiminy Cricket, anyway.
Jimmy Cricket, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those are some of the worst jokes I've ever heard.
I just think that bit at the end, right? That bit at the end. Where
it's when he gets no laugh.
So I think, material is the big thing. You've got to keep working on it.
Because he's doing an interview, and your man is obviously asking him about how, you know, you come up with your material, how you come up with gags. And he gives him those examples.
Oh,
and like,
my God.
These are material that he is apparently, like, you know... Like, written on the go.
This is the crafted stuff. This is the stuff he's finished. He's ready to rock.
Oh, man.
Good Lord. I don't like slagging off other comedians because I know how hard it is. And sometimes you can go askew, and sometimes you say things you might regret, and sometimes you say things that just aren't funny that you thought they
may. But when the chips are down, make sure you hang on to the fish as a gag line.
It doesn't even make sense. Exactly. That's the problem with it. Jeepers. Well, poor fella.
I think the best thing we can say for him is he's of a different age, PJ.
He's definitely of a different age. Yeah, he's getting on.
To be fair, he probably is playing to a slightly different market than the one you're playing to.
I would imagine so. Nordy, like town halls and all he'd be doing. God, that's gas. Right, a poor old fella. Right, I gotta say he is...
Do you remember him being on the telly?
Children's TV and all.
Do you remember him, like, with the wellies and all?
Yeah, the wellies and the mad hat.
The mad hat and everything.
Yeah, and the weird sort of fishtail jacket and all.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'd never look at him the same again. I'm glad we don't hang out. We'd have an uncomfortable chat if we did.
Yeah, if he was trying out his new material on you.
Too right. Imagine, I'd be like, please don't do this to either of us. We deserve better. Yeah, I got to say, he's like, 72.
Not bad, 74.
Right.
74, yeah, not the worst start.
At least the chips aren't fully down then.
No. Right, completely the other end of the scale, you might say. Eminem is celebrating Marshall Mathers III, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that his official name?
With that, yeah.
Eminem celebrating his birthday.
Tell you something, he
you're sort of an Eminem fan, aren't you?
I liked him in the day. I liked him back in the day. I did. I thought that first album that came out was kind of brilliant.
Right.
And let me just reiterate, I hate rap and hip hop.
Yeah.
I hate it. You know what I mean? But some of the melodies and stuff he had in the song, I thought he was pretty good. And he was a big character, larger than life kind of a character, though. What?
I'm just laughing because it's at times like this that you really want to interject, you know, and wind people up by going, no, he was good and all, but he was no Vanilla Ice.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. He was definitely not a Vanilla Ice, but not by any stretch of the imagination. And let's be honest. Whose song is getting played more often?
Well, on this particular station, yes.
Well, I know what it is. Ice, baby. Boom, 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 boom.
Can you imagine if you said that to... I said, that'd be a hell of a wind-up on Eminem,
Eminem, yeah.
Like, you're good now, but you're no Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, you're very good. You're very good. You're fair play to you. You're no Vanilla... you're no Vanilla Coffee, lad. You're no Vanilla... But you have it with you.
Yeah.
For the other white fella in rap, you're doing all right.
Right, so how old is the Eminem is?
Eminem is 46.
Oh! 47.
Easy.
Yeah. Thought you had it. And now this one will be definitely nailed on, right? Because he only comes from your favourite sitcom of all time.
From Cheers, yeah.
Yeah. It's Norm.
Norm!
It's George Wendt.
George Wendt! Oh, God. Met him in Kilkenny many, many, many years ago. He's at the second ever Kilkenny Festival.
Right. God. Was he doing stand-up or was he just there as
a
special?
No, they used to do this kind of thing.
Hey, here's a famous person.
Yeah, before the Kilkenny Festival was a big festival.
Yeah.
And they couldn't just get loads of stand-ups from all around the world. They used to get all Irish lads who are around.
Yeah.
And one huge act.
Right.
Who was not even an act. He was just like a figurehead and would do interviews on stage and all this. So they had Bill Murray the first year.
Wow.
And George Wendt the second year. So that was the way. Right. So I was lucky enough to... Never met Bill Murray. He was off playing golf all the time.
Was George Wendt sound?
Lovely. Absolutely
that's
brilliant.
That's good to
Absolutely
hear.
Brilliant. Time for everybody. In fairness, he was paid to have time for everybody. But he did. So in fairness to him, he was great.
He was literally shaking your hand going, good to meet you. I'm making money out of this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Every hand I shake gets me $100. You. Thank you.
So George Wendt.
George Wendt from Cheers. What a show. What an absolutely amazing TV show. He's not a young man either now, is he?
No. He's sort of Jimmy Cricket.
I was just going to say, vintage. He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's like 77.
He's actually at the other end, 71.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
71.
All right, good for you.
Right,
lad.
Listen, I've got two sports people to finish. And of course, you know the way it's well established that you're a big, big, big Formula One fan.
I'm not a Formula One fan.
You know the way you're big into your motorsports.
No, I'm big into motorcycle sports.
Yeah, but they're all motors, like.
But it's not two motorbikes tied together. This is the thing.
It's basically the same.
I have a very passing interest in Formula One.
No, you're a big fan.
You do this to me all the time. All the time, every single time, an F1 fella, he goes, ah, Peter, I like him. Yeah. I know more about.
Because you know the way you're big into Formula One and you're big into tennis.
But I'm, oh, for God's sake, I know more about lawn bowls and cricket than I do most of them.
Right, Kimi Raikkonen.
See, I know the name.
Formula One driver, Kimi Raikkonen.
And I remember
Raikkonen.
Him driving
I'll tell you what I'll do in the Schumacher days.
I'll
tell you what I'll do, right, because you're protesting ridiculously despite the fact that you're a huge Formula One fan.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you, it's a significant birthday for Kimi Raikkonen.
Right. He's 60.
He's 40, man.
Oh, is he? Jeez, I thought he was... See what I mean? This is what happens. I thought he was back in Schumacher's 30 days. Who am I thinking of? Villeneuve or somebody?
I don't know who you're thinking of.
I haven't a clue. I'm probably thinking of a name of a car.
That's mad. Yeah. Now you're having me doubt myself. I'm going to have to look that up myself now. Yeah, no, he's 40.
Oh, my God.
And then, okay, right, well then.
So talk about not
can
having...
Can we at least agree?
Hopefully this seals the deal that he can officially accept. I don't really pass as a fan of Formula One. Like,
can
I'm
we accept
odd
that
race
you're,
here and
you're
there.
A fan of boxing, though?
Yes, definitely.
You are
yeah.
definitely a fan of boxing.
I am. Okay. I'm officially a boxing fan, yes.
And can we also establish that you're an Olympics fan?
Yes, I am.
You
very
love
much
the Olympics,
so.
You love boxing.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah,
now.
So if I tie the two of them together and give you
John Joe Joyce,
Irish Olympic boxer.
Right, now we're talking, yeah.
There you go.
He used to train Conor McGregor, actually, in his early days, believe it or not.
Did he?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he used to be a trainer for McGregor in the early days, yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, that ended badly. You'd nearly want to have a word with him now. What did you give him abilities for? Big tramp like him. Right, I'm going to say...
This is it. Come on, finish with a flourish.
I can't remember if it was 2008 or 2012. That would help. I can't remember which Olympics he represented Ireland in. It was either Beijing or London. I can't remember which at the moment. I think it might have been Beijing.
Right, okay.
Right, he's Limerick fella.
Right.
I'm thinking of all the details. I'm trying to put it together.
It's like watching Columbo work here.
He's 30.
My wife loves you.
Yeah, my wife loves you. Yeah, he's only a young lad anyway. I'm going to say he's like 33.
Oh, my God.
I'm one away again, aren't I?
Yes, you are. 32.
Yeah. Never liked you anyway, John.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing, and Renaissance from M People was your get up and go song today. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. As I say, loads going on today. Looking forward to chatting to Sarah Cleary. Have we established, is it Sarah Cleary or Sarah McCleary?
Sarah Cleary.
Sarah Cleary, yes.
She has a strange email, so that's confused us. But I've been Googling and reading our stories here at Sarah Cleary.
Right.
Dr. Sarah Cleary.
Doctor of Horror.
I didn't want you to say that without me because I've been dying to say it. I'm so interested in how someone can become a Doctor of Horror because I love horror so much.
Yeah, you're looking forward to this.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
So she's going to... there's a few bits and pieces. We're going to kind of... Well, for a start, we're going to find out how the blooming heck do you become a Doctor of Horror anyway.
That is question numero uno, yeah.
Exactly. And then we're going to get a few... Obviously, heading towards Halloween, we're going to get a few kind of bits and pieces, bit of a background on the old horror things, but certainly the movies as well. I mean, you know, if somebody's going to tell you what the best horror movies are, you're assuming it's a Doctor of Horror, aren't you?
Well, yeah! Of course.
Or a few tips, like.
Ah, look, that's it. This is what we're going to do. We're basically look at seasonal.
Do you think she'd be able to tell us?
She's the Santa Claus of Halloween.
Do you think she'd be able to tell us, like, what it is, you know, that make people want to be frightened?
I don't know. Yeah, I have to ask her. Yeah, because I love it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It. There's nothing I love more than watching a movie that destroys my sleep.
Though.
I get unnerved. I'd be there. I think it's grand, right? I'd be watching the movie, and I wouldn't be nervous, frightened, or weird or anything, right? And then the movie's over. And then I have to turn out the light and go upstairs. And I'm like, oh, jeez. You know the way? And you'll be running up. You know that?
Yeah.
I get like that.
I'm not great with horror movies. I have to say, do you know, I did really enjoy that remake of It.
Oh, yeah. I heard the second one's brutal.
Did you? What do you mean, the second?
Well, you know the one that was out last year.
Right.
Or the year before, whenever.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
One, the very
That's
recent,
the one I watched. I thought it was
very
good.
Very good. Yeah. But you know, there's a... The second one is out now in the cinemas now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I heard
God, I haven't heard much hype about that one.
No, no, don't. I think.
Oh, really?
I heard it's a business. All right. At best, this was about.
Anyway, Sarah Cleary, Dr. Sarah Cleary on with us after 8 this morning. Des Bishop in with us a bit later on. He's got an added date at Vicar Street coming up. And we'll be chatting to him about that.
Yeah, and the Sean Cox gig. I'm sure he's going to want to talk about that because he's doing that. Well. That's the best lineup we've ever seen.
Of, yes.
As far as stand-up comes.
Darragh O'Brien and Tommy Tiernan and him and...
John Bishop and Michael McIntyre.
Michael McIntyre, yeah, my God.
It's a ridiculous lineup. Like, it's a ridiculous lineup. Jason Bourne.
I'd say that's Joanne long
McNally,
sold out.
Deirdre O'Kane. No, it's not. No, there's still tickets.
Well, I cannot believe that.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, there's still tickets available.
That's amazing.
Yep.
My God, you'd never get that. I thought the St. Patrick's Day one was good.
The one I was on?
Yeah.
You thought that was good, did you?
Yeah. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
Just saying that can't believe they've been able to ratchet it up just a smidgen
more.
Yeah,
how do you think they got it? What made that better, I wonder? What happened there? What made that better for you?
Just saying, you know, yeah, they got, like, John Bishop and Michael McIntyre now.
Take off the feckin' ages you hear every day, is it? And put on someone more interesting. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
No.
I see where you're going with this, yeah. No.
Anyway, the hit pitch, you know,
Michael
is on the
Michael McIntyre, spoofer. Useless. So is that John Bishop.
Yeah,
just another scouser.
Actually, yeah, yeah.
Oh, useless, the whole lot of them.
Mind you, we've interviewed John Bishop, haven't we? We've spoken to John Bishop.
Yeah, he's a, yeah, until actually, this moment, I actually thought he was a very nice fella.
of course, all of that, we got the hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. Dan from Newtown Shandrum.
From the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum.
He's eager to have a go, so I'm going to try and
Brilliant.
I'm going to try and persuade Mike to let him on, because we've never spoken to Dan.
We've never spoken to him, and he's a regular fella. Like, so he deserves a shot.
I'm going to try and see if we can... work our magic for you, Dan. Anyway, the hit bit, if you fancy having a go, 087-188-0008, let us know on WhatsApp. Check it all out on classichits.ie. Of course, have a listen and check out the previous guesses. Still a really low score on the breakfast table quiz. That's on the way a bit later on as well. And also, we got to tell you right off the bat, the song you're listening for today, our Forever Young Winterfest song, is Howard Jones' new song. That's the one you were thinking of.
It's 3 days in a row and I don't know what these songs are.
You
Howard
do.
Jones does.
It's the
riddle.
Bim, bidip, bidip, bidip. It's the boppity one. It's the keyboardy one. No, he doesn't. Howard Jones. Nick Kershaw does the riddle.
Hold on a minute.
Howard Jones is that. I've been waiting for so long. Bum, bidip, 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 bidip. No, that one. That's that one today.
So,
new song from Howard Jones.
There, was
you enjoyed that way too much, but you did.
I did. You should have seen. He even put in a bit of head movement and everything.
I'll tell you. It was like Howard Jones was in the room.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, Howard Jones, new song. That's the song you're listening for. Only when you hear it, that's when you text WIN to 087-188-0008. WhatsApp it in along with your details. Big VIP package for an incredible lineup. On the 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. So that's pretty cool. That's to look forward to.
And when's it on? Is it on much later this morning? Like, will they be waiting for so long?
Actually, maybe I'll move it around this morning. I might, push it forward or something.
Okay, yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? That's what I've been saying about these songs for the last 3 days. Who knows?
I can't believe we're going on about, the big lineup of 80 superstars. And every time we say the song, you go... I don't know.
I mean, I literally here for the music. I'm not here for the company, that's for sure.
Big 80s classic from the Human League and Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Kids. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just a quick reminder, since we've had an 80s tune, Howard Jones and New Song is the Winterfest song for today. The Forever Young Winterfest, 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. Tickets on sale for that in the moment. We have a big VIP package, but that's what you're listening for. Howard Jones, new song. When we play it, only when we play that, that's when you WhatsApp 087-188-0008, WhatsApp WIN, and your name and details. Right, what
right.
Are you offers, PJ?
I'll tell you something, in the hopes of the Vatican have come out with a new idea, and it's a... Well, I was going to say it's a good one. I'll let you decide whether it's a good one or not, right?
Right.
Vatican under fire a lot. Definitely they're hemorrhaging on this side of the world anyway. They're losing a lot of followers.
Yeah.
The old devout young people they're not there. Apparently they're recruiting more than ever in the likes of Africa and some Latin American countries and all that.
I was going to say, it is. Latin American countries seem to be huge, don't they?
They're the new Irish when it comes to this, carry on. The way back in the day, like when you think of the days of the Pope's children, you know what I mean? When he was here, when was that? 76?
79.
Oh, 79 was
the whole sort of young people of Ireland.
Yeah, young people Ireland. Yeah. So we're all, well, we're not the Pope's children. We're too old to be the Pope's. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're the Pope's. Embarrassing
well,
older.
The fact that we remember being here means we can't. You know what I mean? Be the Pope's children. So in the hopes of appealing to tech-obsessed youngsters, right? So this is the way, everybody's mobile phone. The Vatican has launched a new click and pray rosary bead bracelet. Right?
Click and pray.
Click and pray. So Brilliant. It's called the e-rosary, believe it or not. It's actually called the e-rosary. So there's 10 rosary beads alongside a sort of a silver cross, but they call it the smart cross.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. So this you think I joke about Holy God?
This is like a Vatican Apple Watch or something, is it?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. And it says, so bringing, what the Vatican website says, bringing tradition to modernism by simple lines and curves, this is our design philosophy. So the bracelet is activated by making the sign of the cross, right? So you actually make the sign of the cross with your hand with the bracelet on it.
I tell you, you know something?
And it syncs up to an app on your phone.
If this had have appeared in around April Fool's, I'd have said, well, that's a stupid one. That's a,
no!
That's an easy giveaway.
No, this is real! This is real! So you have an app on your phone, right?
Right.
And then you make the sign of the cross with the hand that has the bracelet on it, right?
Over your phone?
No, you do it. That's,
oh, you're
the
normal.
Bracelet is like, on your wrist.
Right, so you bless yourself.
So you go in on him and her.
Augustine Vic.
Father, Augustine Spirit Vic.
Oh my God.
Amen, right? You
right.
do that.
I won't buy you one for Christmas, so.
Right? Yeah. And then that sets off the app on your phone, right? So then you can choose to whether you want to pray to the standard rosary or a contemplative rosary or a thematic rosary. So you get
What's the difference?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I don't know.
Is that one of those
I
questions?
I didn't know there was three
is that
rosaries.
One of those questions that you look at me and go, what'd you ask me that for?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you asking me questions about the three rosaries?
You're showing me up in front of
I
the people.
I thought there was a Father, Son and the Holy Ghost. I didn't think there was three different rosaries.
PJ looks at you like the way your ma used to look at you when you embarrassed her in front of the neighbours.
Yeah.
When you'd say something about, well, we don't have... And she'd just look at you. She wouldn't even... We do have them. Yeah. We do have the new microwave.
We don't have it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Is that... It's a black and white telly. No, not that. Get out! Get out!
BJ looks at it like that when you ask him questions he doesn't know the answer to.
Yeah, I do a bit.
Right, so three different rosaries.
So it's got all these different prayers and songs that can be used to keep track of your progress. So, you know, as you're progressing through, you can play background.
You can win prayer points, can you?
That's a very good idea, but I don't think you can. But it can be used to track your health data as well, which is handy, right? So if you're praying for your health...
Your spiritual health, though.
No, your physical health. You
as
know,
well?
Yeah, the spiritual health you're taking care of.
Right.
By doing the whole Inanna Manahar August and Vic August and Father Nay of Amen, right? that's taking care of the spiritual health. So it'll track your steps and all that as well, you know, and measures your sleep and all. So it encourages you to have a better lifestyle. Now here's the problem. It's £85 sterling.
Wow.
So I'm not sure. I'll do the change
Blooming
over now.
Heck.
I'll do the change over to Euro now and find out what that is. Well, it's the first time the Catholic Church has really turned to technology. Last year, a game called JC Go. Right? That uses this...
JC Go.
Yeah, do you remember Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Right, so this is it. They launched this game called JC Go, and instead of catching the Pokemons...
You're trying to find Christ.
Saints. You had to go around and find the sneaky saints around. So you look through your phone and then you go, there he is, there's Anthony, grab him.
Oh,
and you grab
God.
You catch the saints. And there's Saint Michael, grab him.
You'd never find Anthony, though.
You know,
because he's off looking for others.
He's off looking for other stuff. But you can go pray to Saint Anthony that you might find Saint Patrick on your phone.
That's what you could do, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's all of that. So there you go. So that's how it works. So it's a...
That's
If you're devout, if you're into it, if that's your thing. I mean, to be honest, like,
that's,
Pokemon Go, the original.
Are you sure it's proper health stuff? That it's not just, you know, monitoring your spiritual health and your steps, provided you take steps in the footsteps of Jesus.
The steps of the what? Yeah.
Providing, yes. Providing you're wearing your sandals when you're out walking and stuff like that.
I suppose maybe it could be something. Maybe it's like this. You did your 10,000 steps... 12 stations of the cross.
That's, you see, and, yeah, you could have a... Yeah,
and three decades of the rosary.
There's actually a very good health...
You're getting
it all in. A very good health kind of thing in that, isn't there?
Yeah, now that...
Like
just,
if you were to do the 12 stations of the cross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be like circuit training for your spiritual health.
So what is circuits? Spiritual circuits?
Spiritual circuits.
Please never say that again because there's going to be a class now. There's going to be a class.
Hallelujah!
They'll be turning up in tracksuits with holy Jesus on the back and all, be doing their spiritual circuits. Wait, you see?
Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You? Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 19 minutes past 7. Keith and Ronan were both on separate WhatsApps. Just to point out the obvious. The obvious that we missed here.
What did we miss?
If you're going to do some religious fitness training, it's got to be called CrossFit.
Oh, for God's sake. That's brilliant.
CrossFit has taken on a whole new meaning.
CrossFit, if it wasn't a sort of, that's a trademark name or something.
Reebok own it.
Wouldn't that be an amazing sort of Christian fitness program?
That'd be deadly, the Pope coming out in a pair of Reeboks.
Fantastic, yeah.
That's legendary.
The CrossFit. Pope coming out in Reeboks.
Fabulous. Going to mass could be like going to a class.
Tell you, it's not a bad idea, you know.
So the congregation giving
it. The congregation are getting on as well. Like, you know what I mean? Do you ever see those, those fitness programs they do for elderly people?
Yeah, like the chair aerobics thing.
I think mass would be that's a great idea to do that. At the end of mass or before a mass or whatever. Yeah. Whatever way would leave you better able for the mass.
Exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, all of your reaching could be, you know, based on, so it could be, reach the Father and you go up and then the Son would be down and the Holy...
Let's do the whole world in his hands exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing all them.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'd go. You know what I mean? I would. Especially if they had those jazzy religious songs that I like. You know those ones that I'm always singing?
Yeah, yeah.
In the background. Like, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. Remember them? Mary had a baby. Yes, my Lord. For some reason,
every time you do that, I just think of you on one of those kind of like weird boats on the Mississippi or something.
You talk about this is my fitness routine. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Yeah.
Oh man, I tell you.
Mississippi.
It's a future album in that for you.
Yeah, if only people to take this.
Actually, maybe that could be your bid for Christmas number one.
Take on Tommy Fleming.
Mary had a boy, child.
Yeah. I tell you.
You could be doing it.
Might even get me into Christmas. Maybe that's why I've been so miserable about Christmas the whole time.
If you were racking up the euro, you know, with a Christmas number one. One that they could roll out. That'd be like your pension. It could roll out every year. Do it once.
I'm telling you, it'd be great crack.
Fantastic.
Oh, imagine the gigs. This one goes out to the Holy Father, ladies and gentlemen. Getting stuck in. Yeah.
I tell you, that's it. We found your new project.
Playing the Phoenix Park. I'll be support act to Il Papa himself.
Yeah.
Giving a half a chance.
The warm-up act to the Pope. Incredible. You might get an invite. You might get to play St. Peter's Square. Thing.
I think none
Rome! How you doing?
Yeah. Hello, Rome!
Hello!
Yeah.
Look, okay, it's going to take a bit of work, but we'll get
the only person that ever, only Irish lad that ever went in and be like, young person of Ireland, get out of here.
Lionel Richie all night long here at Classic Hits. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thursday, October 17th, Thursday, Friday's Eve, heading towards the weekend. 087-188-0008, of course, if you're having a go at the hit bit. No, don't need your guess, okay? It's not just about don't need us. We actually don't want the guess.
It's no good
WhatsApp.
To us because you send us the guess. And we can't really do anything with it.
Exactly.
So you have to send us your name because you have to give your guess on air. And that's what
and
happens.
People get all uptight if they say, I WhatsApped that in about 3 months ago. I said that.
I know, but it doesn't matter. So
doesn't
unfortunately,
count, so,
it doesn't work that
don't,
way.
Don't do it. Just let us know you want to play and let Magic Mike take care of the business from there. That's the best way to do it. 087-188-0008. Right. Yesterday, we were talking about space babies.
Space babies. We were talking that within, what was it he said? Can't even remember the time scale.
Within 12 years or something?
12 years, that's what it was. We were talking about the first baby will ever be born in space because this company called, remember they sounded like a feckin' football
it was something
club.
United.
Spaceborne United it
that's
was.
That's it, yeah.
And we're going to have these trips that as soon as you go into labour, you jump on the rocket, head off to space, and you can have your space baby. Well, we thought that was ridiculous, right? It was some space convention. Yeah, well, it's about to get even more ridiculous because today it's been revealed that humans will be living on the moon in just a few years, according to claims by this government. They actually call themselves. This is how it's, right.
Calm down.
Calm down now.
Yeah, yeah. Take a deep breath.
I was very ranty yesterday.
He's getting upset now.
I was very ranty yesterday. I want to not be as ranty today. These feckin' ticks, right? Called Asgardia. They call themselves like a government of the moon, and it's a body that aims to become the first nation living and working in space. And they reckon that they are going to be on the moon. Humans will be living on the moon, colonizing it by 2043. So it's got super wealthy backers, right?
Always.
Really super wealthy backers. And they've launched this satellite. They've launched a satellite. That's all. One satellite.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Ireland's first satellite is going into space next year, isn't it? I think it is.
And we're not exactly leading
the
space
race. It's
the
size of a milk cart. And we're ahead of these lads.
Is it the size of a milk cart?
Yeah. About the size of a milk cart, yeah.
My God.
And that's going up. Now, we're ahead of these lads. But yet these lads are making claims that we're all going to be living on the moon in 2043.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can get in on this for 100 quid a year.
100 quid?
I don't know, but something's screaming scam, Robbie. I don't know why I'm getting suspicious of this, but there you go. I'm getting a little bit suspicious.
This is like remember you used to be able to buy a little piece of a moon or buy a piece of a star or something. And you go, well, when do I get it? Well, no, you don't get it, obviously. It's up in the sky.
It's yours now.
Yeah, but just you can look at it. Yeah. Well, how do I know which one it is?
You can take a picture of it and give it to your girlfriend.
Yeah, you can. I'll give you a certificate that says you own a little piece of the moon. No, that's not. Is it legal? Well, yeah. Not really.
Why claim?
Can I build that? No. Well, it's not very big.
Yeah, you can build that you want on it if you can get there. No problem. It's yours. And this is another one of these things. So, but it has got super wealthy backers, but not only does your 100 euro a year get you.
It's a blooming rent.
It's your citizenship as well. You get your citizenship for the moon for your 100 euro.
Oh, well, then, that makes all the difference.
So it's funded and run by a Russian billionaire because he needs the money, right? This is what a Russian billionaire needs most is your 100 quid as well. It's topping up his account. Igor Ashurbeli. Ashurbeli. And he says, if you're interested in seeing humankind go to space or if you're interested in moving into space, because we'd 2043 is his deadline. Asgardia is the only vehicle to do that now. Now, he does say, it being the only vehicle, they have no space vehicles at all at the moment. He says, so don't worry about it. Because, no, he says, if we're not offering anything tangible at the moment, yet they still have all these people giving in their 100 euros a year. He says, can you imagine what's going to happen? He said, these are his words now. Can you even imagine what's going to happen when they do have something? So...
Oh my God.
And anyway, let me just add to this. The world is a beautiful place. There's a lot of good places to go, right?
Yeah.
Why on earth would you want to... Why would you want to go to the moon to live? In a place you can't breathe or do anything. What are you going to do in the moon you can't do on this planet? In a better way, in a nice, safer environment. Apparently he's sort of marketing it as well as a place to get away from it all. Yeah, you're literally getting away from oxygen. You know what I mean? From food, from supplies, from it all. To live with a bunch of weirdos who've been paying 100 quid a year for membership.
Indoors all the time, by the way.
Indoors all the time. Now he's saying like it looks like they have these pictures about what his vision will be. And it's like these big domes on the moon, and inside these domes are all these houses, and there's people walking around and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what that sounds a bit like? Like something you could do on Earth.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know. A holiday camp.
Honestly, the highest I ever want to go again is the Sugarloaf.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Now, you see, we deliberately held off, right?
Yes,
We have a plan, Mike. I know you're looking at us a bit strange there, but we actually have a plan in honour of our first player.
Oh, okay.
So, PJ, in your own time, take it away.
Yes, we need to do it this way. I'm after forgetting the song. Oh, yeah. It's the Hit Bit of New Town Shandrum with Mr. Dan. How are you getting on, Dan?
How are you going now,
Ian?
Hey!
Dan the man, he's been with us since, forever.
Dan 2.0, to be precise.
He's not talking. Oh, jeepers, he's not talking.
There's me thinking he was a madman, and it turns out he's a little quiet man.
A little quiet fella. Dan, you all right?
I'm at work, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. What are you working at, Dan?
I'm a HSA tyre.
All right, good stuff. Right. Right.
And is that in Newtown Shandrum as well?
No. Cork City.
All right. I don't know what he said there. It doesn't matter.
Cork City.
Cork City, right.
Whatever he said, it wasn't as entertaining as Newtown Shandrum.
Yeah. Well, let's do with what we want. You've been with us for a long time, Dan. We'd love to see you take the money. What do you think it is?
I think it's Pink. I'm coming up.
I'm coming up right way, Pink.
Right, from Pink.
Right.
For Dan. From Newtown Shandrum.
Right, hold on. We might have another song in a second, lads.
Oh, really?
Right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I've written some new lyrics, right? First of all, you won't be getting the party started in Newtown Shandrum. So there'll be no party in Newtown Shandrum. Are you ready?
Right.
One, two, three.
There'll be no party in Newtown Shandrum.
Oh, sorry,
unlucky,
about that, Dan.
Unlucky, Dan. But listen, a pleasure finally talking to you.
Yourself too.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye bye.
Good.
See you later.
I think we may have frightened Dan.
I think
off.
We may have frightened him off.
I think Dan 2.0 may never listen again. He's been that frightened.
Is he definitely from New Denton?
He is.
Because he's going to be really weirded out by that.
He texts us every morning.
Yeah.
And he's always on the text machine. And then
Mrs. Dan 2.0. And Mrs. K 2.0.
Yeah. And then when we finally get him on the phone, we completely freak him out. Typical of us. Yeah.
We frightened him to bits.
We killed him with kindness. All right, so Steve. Stephen, how are you getting on? Stephen and Wicklow.
Good morning, lads.
How's it going, Stephen? You sound like you're seriously on the move there. Where are you off to?
I'm on my way to Sunny Galway.
Sunny Galway? What are you doing in Galway? You going to work?
Yeah, driving the petrol tankers.
Oh, right, yeah. Chief, that's a stressful old gig, isn't it?
Oh, someone's got to do it.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's not like driving a regular truck, though, is it? There's a lot more going on with all the moving stuff in the background and that, isn't there?
Well, I mean... The fear of exploding, PJ, is probably...
Well, there's that as well. There's that as well. Yeah.
Never a great thing, really, that.
Fear of exploding. I never thought about that. Now it even crossed my mind. Sorry, Stephen.
Anyway.
Hopefully you don't explode.
Drive safely, Stephen, for all our sakes, if you don't mind.
Let's try and get you a few quid, Stephen. What do you think?
I think it's Train Drive-By.
Oh, what a chill.
Great song.
Is what? A train drive-by? I mean, you're right, Jim. What a choo-choo tune.
That's actually my favourite one in a long time.
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah,
I can't believe I didn't even see that coming. I set it up for him and I didn't even see it coming. Unbelievable. Right, Stephen, listen, safe drive and take care of yourself, man. Thanks for playing. Keep at it. Cheers.
Once again, please don't explode. Give it a half a chance.
Yes. Try and avoid exploding.
So there you go. So scary. We scared poor Dan away. It's not... what did he say again?
He said, Pink, I'm coming up.
It's not that one. It's not Choo 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 Train. It's none of them. So 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. He'd be only too happy. And
absolutely.
Much more normal than we are about.
And of course, for us, we're all getting ready to be properly scared. Sarah Cleary, Doctor of Horror.
Doctor of Horror. Would you stop? I mean, I'm talking. Like... I love horror.
You look so excited.
I am.
It's like, Joseph.
It's the most excited I've been
like
for any
Christmas
guest.
For you.
It's the most excited I've been for any guest. So, tell you. You're that fella, Des. Not matter.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
There you go. Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 8:10. And poor PJ, he can barely contain himself, right? He's getting very excited. But listen, this is a great opportunity, okay? Halloween, of course, is less than a fortnight away.
It is indeed, yeah.
It's an opportunity, of course, when strange, weird creatures of the night and PJ come into their own, if you know what I mean. And you get... You know what I mean? Just a great opportunity to scare the kids. You have the kids in the car, right?
Yeah,
this is the perfect
opportunity. It's a great opportunity to start weirding people out. Because everybody knows and listens to this show how much I've been to horror movies and horror, and Halloween in particular. Mike Hogan, hang your head in shame. He's all Christmas and no Halloween.
Yeah, we're going to bring that up actually shortly.
We have to bring that up. But we have an actual, absolute, and genuine, real doctor in the house.
Yeah.
Which is a doctor of horror.
Horror.
So there you go. Dr. Sarah Cleary. Thanks for
having
us.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
This is my Christmas time. This actually is my Christmas time, so we're very excited at Horror Expo with everything horror.
Listen, we have to ask straight off the bat before we get into it, right?
Yeah. You know what it's going to be. I'm sure you get asked all the time.
Spanish Inquisition. Go on, guys.
How do you become a doctor of horror?
Oh my god. Okay, well, so basically, first and foremost, I'm a fan. One of the biggest fans you're ever going to meet in your life. And I was very lucky that Trinity College is very horror focused. And they allowed me to get away with quite
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
something I never knew.
Yeah, Trinity College, very horror focused in the English department. And they said, you know what, listen, you're sitting outside that door long enough here. Just go off for 5 years, study something and come back with a book. So that's what I did and they gave me the PhD.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's so incredible.
So it's a pretty unique situation yeah. you're in then. I yeah. don't imagine there's... How many, like, is, are
there's
you the only
loads
one?
Of us.
No, there's
and
not.
And we look like everybody
is
else.
It, is it because you're is it because you're always in the dark? Is that why nobody knows about you? Are you always
we
just
all
kinda,
wear black and I live out in a night? Dungeon. That's it, yeah.
But seriously, what like on a day-to-day basis, what yeah. does a doctor of horror kind of do? Like, what is your...
Yeah, so basically, first and foremost, what I do, I spend a lot of time researching, lecturing and talking about horror and the way in which horror really is something that is can be used as a cultural product in order to comment upon some really, really complex and difficult issues in life. So on the one hand, we're just complete horror fans running around the place with our yeah. Freddy Krueger t-shirts. And on the other hand, and I think we can see that now coming true, is that horror has really going through a golden age right now where people are using horror as a form of cultural commentary to talk about really difficult aspects in life. You see that with Get Out, with racism, you see that with Hereditary, with depression, all these sort of things. So I sit down and I spend my life reading and writing about this sort of stuff.
Wow.
And do you still get scared by horror movies? Like, do you like to watch or are you just looking at them going, yes, that was a moderately...
100%.
Do you, yeah?
I am a terrible horror fan. A couple of years ago, a film came out called Wreck, which is a Spanish film. I had to turn my back on it while watching the last couple of minutes of it. It's in Spanish, so I can't understand it. So I had my back to it. My husband is reading out, and what are they saying now? What are they saying now with the subtitles? I was absolutely
so
terrified.
You were getting scared in the third part.
In the third part, I had to have my back to yeah. the screen, and obviously, what are they saying now? What were they? Ooh, ah.
Because that's what I was saying to Jim. I don't think I get scared of horror movies. You know yeah. that way, and I'd be watching them, and then I turn it off, and the light goes off, and I'm suddenly in the toilet, going yeah. for me wee, like oh, Jesus Christ,
up the
you know, if a similar noise, the neighbour would slam my door, and I'd be you dirty. Back yeah, anyway.
Who did that?
Yeah, so all so, that.
Now
so,
listen, Sarah. Yeah. I know we're going to kind of talk about some yeah. of the big horror movies and stuff yeah. like that, but there's a few bits and pieces that you're involved in, a few sort of like, so if you're like PJ and you're yeah. a massive horror fan, right?
100%.
There's stuff going on that you're involved in at the moment for people that can kind of pop along to and stuff.
100%. So basically, horror for me is 365. But this really is our time to shine. We're running around the place. I've been producing the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the Sugar Club for 14 years now.
Wow.
For a long time. That's Saturday the 26th in the Sugar Club. I produce a masquerade ball in the RDS on the 27th called Dance Macabre. And then our very first event, which Horror Expo, my company, is going to be featuring at Samhain, which is a kids' traditional Irish festival for Halloween in Epic. And that's on Monday the 28th. So Sarah, don't sleep.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And just on the Irish thing, actually, yeah. we'll get all of that sort of stuff on our social media, so you'll yeah. be able to check those out again, and we'll give them another mention before we're finished. But from an Irish point of view, yeah. is there horror tradition in the Irish kind of thing?
We invented Halloween.
Exactly. So,
is that true?
Are we kings of horror? Kind of, are we?
The Celts and the Scots. We invented Halloween. With Samhain, and we've always had these pagan celebrations in and around connections with the dead and embracing the dead and respecting the dead, and we've all these loads of traditions around that.
I suppose that's why we can laugh at it. You saw the video going around last week
exactly.
of the man who left the audio recording of himself trying to get
yeah.
out of his own coffin.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't happen anywhere else, really.
I don't think so. I think the Irish have always had this amazing respect for death and also for life, but especially for death. I mean, you know, it's worldwide known an Irish wake is one of the best sessions you can
oh,
ever go
definitely.
To.
Much right. better than the wedding. Much better than the wedding. It is.
Less
it's much better than the
actually,
wedding.
To be fair, I can't argue with that.
Oh, yeah. much yeah. better.
And a good funeral is a great thing.
You get food you like. You don't have to dress up as much. You're sitting with people you
no
want
presents.
To sit with. No presents. Brilliant. And the person it's all about now, they miss out on it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now listen, Sarah, you're going to stay with us, right? Because we are going to talk movies. Because that is, in terms of when people think of horror, it's one of the big ones that comes up, right? So stick with us.
Yeah.
If you've got a question, right, if you've got a horror-related question, because let's face it, how often
are you
actually going to get to ask a question of a doctor of horror, for God's sake? If you want to get it into us, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Brian Adams, Summer of 69, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. We have a doctor of horror with us in the studio. Sarah Cleary is with us. We're going to get a rundown on those events that Sarah was talking about, because I'm sure loads of people, particularly the kids one, actually. For a lot of our audience at the
definitely,
moment,
yeah.
The kids ones are going to be big
to
into
be
it.
Scared. They love horror.
And I have to ask you again about the Irish perspective on this then. So when it comes to horrors, like, why is it that when you look back at Irish people, right?
Yeah.
We were raised being terrified. Our parents used to take us to, say, the boogeyman will get you and the headless horseman will grab
banshee.
Your toes. And all of these. Did you studied all these as well, did you?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So what's that about? Why were we so obsessed with terrifying the life out of each other and our kids?
Because first and foremost, Irish people are storytellers.
Yeah.
Come here and I tell you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We love telling stories. And what's the most powerful way to communicate a story is to invoke fear in someone. You'll never forget a time in your life when you were afraid.
When you were petrified.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to send a message.
Why do we like being frightened?
Yeah. What is it about?
Because fear is good. Fear keeps us alive. You cross the road, you look left, you look right. Why?
So you don't get a fright.
So you don't get killed.
Because PJ is normally waiting for you outside. That's why.
Because fear keeps us alive, lads. If it wasn't for fear, we wouldn't put our hand in the fire. So fear, actually, we've over the last kind of, you know, couple of hundred years, we've developed this idea that fear is a negative thing. Fear is what keeps us alive. When you're a child, you've no fear of cars, you've no fear of fire, you've no fear of the boogeyman. So what do? You go off with the boogeyman. You go into the fire. You go step out in front of a car. You learn fear, and fear keeps us alive.
Wow.
It makes us
so
feel
fear is
alive.
Healthy. Fear is a healthy thing.
Very healthy. It keeps us alive.
You must be the healthiest so-and-so in the world.
I tell you.
Right, now listen. Okay, Sarah. As we said earlier on, right, movies, big part of the whole kind of horror thing, right? So, for you, the closest we will ever come to the greatest horror expert that we will ever meet.
There's a few of us around now. I wouldn't say I'm the greatest.
They're all you.
So everybody will have their opinion on the greatest horror movies, right? So give us even, could you give us a top three or something? Or
I would.
Whatever,
well, I actually have a top 20 here in front of me, but I don't think.
Right, you know we're off air.
It's the most difficult question a horror fan ever gets asked is, what's your favourite horror film? Because you go through different times in your life when different horror appeals to you.
Right.
But probably a film that has stayed with me for my entire life, the first time I've ever seen it, is Nicholas Roeg's Don't Look Now.
Oh, class
it
movie,
is absolutely
class movie.
Terrifying.
I just realised you're the only person here that, no matter what Sarah says, you'll be able to say,
you're
saw that.
Class movie. Class
it
all.
Is.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you have? The one with the, this is the
one little
with
red coat.
The little red coat. And they're away, and where is they're in
Italy? Venice.
Yeah, and there's a little red coat thing keeps following. Do you not know it?
I don't think
so.
Are we going to be able to put Sarah's list up on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, and there's a very rude scene in it as well. Very famously rude.
Somebody
scene.
Like me couldn't possibly watch that.
Yeah. Controversially rude.
Controversially, yeah.
Controversially rude.
Yeah. I'm so there.
Apparently there was some real mammy and daddy time going on.
No way. Don't Look Now.
Nicholas Roeg's 1973, Don't Look Now. Another film that probably would always, and everyone has heard of it, but it's a classic, and it's a classic for a reason, is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
Everyone needs to have a look
now,
at
do you have an opinion on the kind of, on like gore fest horror versus that, you know,
the
proper
psychological
stuff?
Yeah. Well, for me, there's two types of horror film. One type of horror film where I just sit on a Sunday with a takeaway and I stick my tongue outside of my head and I just watch it. And I adore gore. I love zombies. And zombies, they do have a place in society as well. But the psychological... they do!
There's a line that nobody ever thought would appear in this show.
Zombie discrimination is real.
The campaign starts here, people. The campaign starts here.
Even zombies need love, guys. Come on. And then you've obviously got the psychological horror. And the psychological horror is the stuff that you were talking about, you know, the film ends, you're sitting on the loo and you forgot to turn the light on, and all of a sudden you get this creeping sensation coming into you of like, oh my god, what was that just touched my foot? Oh my god, what? And then that,
you see, that would be mine. Yeah. I prefer that now rather than the gore fest.
Now there is a
even though I'm normally watching it from behind two sofas. And
well,
hands,
the there's a fantastic Spanish film that a lot of people might know about. It's called Sleep Tight. And check it out. I think it's on Shudder. Check it out. Basically, it's about a dude who lives under a bed of somebody in his apartment block.
I'm already petrified.
Yeah.
And it's got the most... Have you seen it, PJ?
No, I haven't.
It's got the most devastating ending you'll be thinking about forever.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
See, I love that now. I love that. That's when you go to bed on your own.
Show something.
Yeah.
I think you've tapped into some sort of like fundamental human thing there. When you said it's about a dude who lives under... I got a bit scared.
That's because Jim thinks I live under his bed, you see.
Well,
is that because you do?
Proof. There is proof. That's all I'm saying. There's proof. Right. So that's, give us that one again then.
Yeah. So that's Sleep Tight.
Sleep Tight. Sleep Tight.
Now there's okay. another fantastic film as well that a lot of people, you know, one of the endearing debates that I have with people is what constitutes horror. What's horror? What's not horror? So I would say that certain films are horror film. Other people would argue with me. There's another film called Funny Games, and again, it's a very quite a violent film, but it really taps into this whole psychological fear that we have. There's a famous scene in it where a guy comes in and asks for eggs. And this whole thing develops where it gets really weird. And we know there's something wrong. The wife knows there's something wrong. And everyone has this kind of gut instinct that something is wrong. The husband comes in afterwards and says, I have to tell you something. And he goes, what? A guy came in from next door. Yeah. And he borrowed eggs. And he goes, yeah. And she cannot communicate to him this gut instinct she had. And it's a fantastic example of the way in which sometimes our gut instinct
yeah.
will speak volumes about what's going on and we don't trust it.
Yeah.
And horror taps into this. Always trust
your intellect is trying to go and all, yeah, trying to
trust your yeah. gut every time, because if not, the boogeyman will get you.
By the way,
that's glorious.
By the way, kids in the car are loving this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
The boogeyman
will get you. You
just,
heard
just
it from a doctor. A doctor has told you the boogeyman is going to get you.
Your parents were right. You see what I mean? Your parents were right. Now listen, okay, yeah. So I'll tell you what we need to do. We're going to get the full list, right? Yeah. Sarah's full list yeah. up on social media so yeah. that we can look at it properly.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And everything. But that last one was called, the egg one was called what?
Funny Games.
Funny Games.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to force myself to watch some of this. I will be petrified.
Jim hardly gets much sleep as it is, so I can't wait to see him over the next few weeks.
We'll be under the bed anyway.
And listen, Sarah, before we let you go, though, give us a reminder then of those events that people can go along to.
Yeah, so we've got Rocky Horror, Fancy Dressing Up and Just Getting Absolutely Wild, a cult classic from 1975. That's in the Sugar Club on Saturday. Then we have Dance Macabre, which is a beautiful, fantastic, interactive horror ball, and that's on Sunday in the RDS on the 27th. And then we have a children's Halloween festival in Epic called Samhain, and we've got Eddie Lenehan, one of Ireland's oldest Shanachies, coming in to talk about
what's the venue for that one.
So that's Epic down the CHQ in Dublin,
okay, yeah.
And Eddie Lenehan then will be talking about terrifying fairies, because fairies were not always good people.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I never trusted them in the first place.
Never trust them.
What are they doing with those teeth anyway? Right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Why do they need them?
What are they doing with
What's
them?
What's that about?
There's something going on.
Anyway, listen, that's been amazing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Sarah, thanks so much for
no
coming.
No worries,
that's
guys.
Brilliant.
Thanks a million.
As I say, we'll put up all of Sarah's recommendations on Movie Front and all that sort of stuff. We'll get them up on our social media and things like that so you can check it out. Sarah Cleary, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, guys, for having me.
Says there's a doctor
happy Halloween.
In the house and I might scare the life out of you.
That's Howard Jones' new song, and it is, of course, our Winterfest song for today, the Forever Young Winterfest, 6th and 7th of December at the INEC Arena in Killarney. What a lineup! Tony Hadley of Spandau Ballet fame, Howard Jones himself, of course, Nick Kershaw, your famous Riddler.
The famous Riddler himself, yeah.
Go West. Nick Hayward of Haircut 100, Andrew Strong of Commitments fame.
Wow!
Brilliant.
What's going on with all the commitment stuff lately? We keep talking about them all the time, yeah.
The Christians will be there, Altered Images be there as well, Doctor and the Medics will be there.
Cracker.
What a lineup it
is. It's a brilliant lineup. And then when you go, you get treated better than any of them, which is the main thing. You get treated like you are the main act of the whole day.
It's an incredible prize. We do have a massive, massive VIP package. Tickets on sale for those gigs, 6th and 7th of December at the INEC in Killarney at the moment, but of course we have a big VIP package this week, so all you got to do is listen out every time we play one of the artists appearing at Winterfest. It is an opportunity for you to WhatsApp the word win and your own name and details to 087-188-0008 and become a qualifier. Actually tomorrow's when we hand out that prize.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, tomorrow's the big day. So there you go. You're going to want to get in on it. You know what to do. Well, we haven't stopped talking about it.
We'll give you
our
qualifier very soon. All right, so we'll give you who qualified with us today. But loads of opportunities through the course of the day. So listen out for whenever you hear any of those artists. And as I say, what a lineup of artists it is. Unbelievable, isn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah.
That was, like, the summer one was great.
The summer one was brilliant, yeah, so it's nice to have something like that.
Is completely indoor, by the way. So the fact that it's December, obviously, means that it's you know, it's not going to be weather reliant, which makes it very special.
The only thing that's missing now will be you and me, Jim. We can't make it. That's the only, you know.
We can't. Why can't we make it?
I just presumed we couldn't make it. Can we make it?
Of course we can.
All right, well then.
Of course we
can. Well then, it's better still.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we haven't been invited yet. You do realise that.
What about
you
better.
Well, you're just saying, you're just putting it out there. Still. If we were invited, we'd be able to make it.
I'd like to make it. If anybody wants to let us in or something.
Anyway, we'll give you our qualifier very shortly. In the meantime, of course, breakfast table quiz on the way. Sorry, I didn't burst your bubble there, did I?
Oh, that's just felt, never felt so unwanted in my life.
There unreal. You go. Look at that. Forever young, if you're listening. Just, you know.
Forever lonely, more like.
PJ, there. Is that coming through a bit of a scare there? Oh, by the way, actually, just on the subject of those scares, Sarah, before she left, gave me a personal recommendation for a movie called The Invitation.
Yeah, that's right.
It's supposed to be my type of horror
movie. I think you'd like it, actually, yeah. Yeah, I think you would like it. It's a Netflixer as well. There's loads on Netflix at the moment.
Right, The Invitation.
Yeah.
And her kind of top 20, there was a couple of things, actually. Magic Mike filmed a little video with Sarah of her doing some of her top recommendations. And we're going to put her list. She had a list of top 20 kind of horror movies ahead of Halloween. We're going to get that up on our social media, so you'll be able to check it out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff as well. If you want to have a crack at the breakfast table quiz, of course, it's on the way next. 087-188-0008 to have a go. It's a cracking prize. It's a family break at any of the Soho hotels. You get to choose where you want to go. And the fact that it's only 7 to beat on Thursday.
7 to beat on a Thursday with only one day left to be toppled. And they'd be mad not to have a go. It's the same number, 087-188-0008. So give us a shout now. WhatsApp us now if you want to have a go.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
We're on board this week with the So Hotel Group that consists of, you've got the Athlone Springs Hotel, you've got the Castletroy Park Hotel, you've got the Charleville Park Hotel, you've got the Collession Hotel, Loughrea Hotel and Spa, and of course now you've also got the Castle Oaks House Hotel and Estates. They're the latest addition to the So Hotel Group, and it's them joining that has caused the celebration and means that we have the chance to give you a fabulous two-night family break along with dinner on one of those evenings and full access to the leisure facilities at any of the So Hotel Group. So any of that list that I mentioned, you can choose where you want to go. You can check them all out on sohotels.ie or on Facebook on So Hotels Ireland. And of course, they've this fantastic range of spookingly good family breaks for Halloween.
Yes, I'm terrible at doing evil laughs. I can't do them. Oh, God. But there you go. It's going to play today. It's 7 the scores to beat. 7 the score to beat. 8 is the score you need. And, God, if I could only just learn how to speak English. Paul McDonough in Galway is going to play this morning. How are you, Paul?
How are things, lads?
Not bad at all. How are you?
Good now. Good. Can't complain.
Yeah, yeah. What's your... nearly at the weekend. It's Friday's Eve. What's your plans?
Not much. Just do a few bits with the kids.
Good for you. Good for you. Any plans for the Halloween yet?
Nothing. Hopefully I'll be sitting in a hotel somewhere.
Just going to say.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to be able to tell the kids you were heading off to one of the So hotels. And listen, exactly. The odds are very much stacked in your favour because it's only 7 to beat in the 60 seconds. How are you feeling?
We'll see. Right. Ask me after.
We'll see is right. Okay, well listen, 60 seconds on the clock. The very best of luck, Paul. Here we go.
The Bernabeu Stadium is home of what Spanish football team?
Barcelona.
It's Real Madrid. When You Wish Upon a Star was the award-winning song from what Disney film?
Pass.
Pinocchio, the branch of what tree is considered an ancient symbol of peace?
Olive.
Which with what sport would you associate Steve Collins?
Boxing.
Proverbially, a cat has how many lives?
9.
A TV series Friends was set in what city?
New York.
New York boasts 2 professional baseball teams, the Yankees and who else?
It's Sox.
The Mets, the word fiesta meaning festival or holiday, comes from what language?
Spain. Spanish.
Which comedy actor starred as Professor Sherman Klump in The Nutty Professor?
Oh, pass.
Eddie Murphy, if someone had been severely reprimanded, they're said to have been read the what act?
The riot.
What do the initials AOB stand for on Agendas and Minutes?
Any Other Business.
Which three-letter word beginning with F means not very serious lie?
Fib.
Yeah, what is the currency of Thailand?
Bat.
It is the bat.
Yes, well done. You got on a bit of a run there towards the end. Was it good enough? I'd say it might be. It'll be close. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Ah, good man yourself. You're in the lead. Well done, Paul.
Thanks a million.
Well done. Great stuff. With the week that's in it, that's a deadly score. It's been tough.
Yeah, it's been tough so far. But Paul, with a score of 9, you're top of the leaderboard. Only one day left to play. So things are looking pretty good at the minute, Paul. Well done.
Thanks, lad.
Not at all. Listen, have a good day. Take care of yourself, man.
Good luck.
Cheers.
See you later, boss.
So there it is. 10 will do us on a Friday. That's what you're going to need. You know exactly what's required. 10 on the breakfast table quiz if you want to be taking the family off for a couple of nights to any of the So Hotel Group locations.
Yes, so there you are. That'll do. You can, one day left. A normal sort of a score during the week should win this now. Handy enough, really. We'll
like
see.
Yeah, 10 doesn't seem
they
like
are
a big
tougher.
Ass.
They are a little bit tougher. They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Right, anyway, 10 is the score that you're going to need tomorrow. That's Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and delighted to welcome Des Bishop.
Yeah,
great. I feel good. Dancing on the ceiling makes me feel good.
It does, yeah. Well,
don't mind him. He's literally just been slagging Lionel Richie. Lionel, if you're
I have
if you're
not
listening,
been excuse me.
Well, Lionel, if you're listening, Des Bishop has just been slagging you off.
I have not been slagging Lionel Richie. I was just laughing because Classic Hits, you know, when you grow up with like listening to like oldie stations, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're oldies from the past.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And then you walk into Classic Hits.
Hey, welcome to the past.
And they're songs from my childhood.
Yeah, I know. We're still playing them on record and everything. It's the business.
It's great.
Anyway, yeah, we got the brilliant Des Bishop with us because, it's the old cliched phrase, but in this instance, it's actually true because due to demand, you've had to add more Vicar Street gigs.
Yeah, now, you know what happens when people say due to demand, they say we didn't put enough on in the first place.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, we only put a few on so that we could add a few to say due to demand to sound like they're popular.
But still, you've been doing racks of them, though.
What's that?
You've been doing racks of them.
I've been doing a lot of gigs around the country, but not like 2006, baby. I didn't do 41.
Yeah. Oh, that was definitely a different time for all of us.
2006, baby, fitting into 41 sold out Vicar Streets. Those were the days.
Oh, my God. 41.
41, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did I do with that money?
What did you do with that
money? I bought a house in Rialto because they said it was up and coming. never came.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, it never came.
Was it 2006 you bought the house?
No, I bought it in 2005, man.
All right, so just
that
in time
That was the time
crash.
To buy. That was the time
Oh my God.
To buy. A no-brainer. A no-brainer, they told me.
Yeah,
and they were right. Yeah. No brain. A brainless decision. Anyway, I'm joking because if anyone's listening that lives in Rialto, you're probably all been in my gaff because it's been robbed 6 times. 6 times. I'm not even joking, okay?
Yeah.
My brother sent me a video yesterday. So my next door neighbor, turns out back in August, a bunch of little scumbags, I guess. I don't know if you can say that on the radio. We're trying to break into the house. And this guy got a video of them, but I couldn't see who they were.
Right.
So I can't find out, which is probably better because what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
I'm not a vigilante or whatever. And I'm not going to go to the guards because I don't want them finding out, you're a rat. Yeah, Bishop's a rat. Now we're really robbing your gap, you rat.
Yeah, then they don't break in anymore. Just spray paint the front of your gap every night.
Pig. It's like an episode of Lord of the Flies, my life.
But you're not around that much anymore because you're back doing gigs. Well, you're everywhere.
That's probably why they're trying to rob me gap.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a video of this guy saying, get off the roof. And they run. Of course, they're freaked out, but they pretend they're not freaked out. So they were like, well, come over there and not wrecked out, you know, but they're actually running away.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I think part of the problem is they follow me on Instagram and they find out, this is back in New York. Let's rob his gaff. So they actually know when I'm not around.
Gee, I never thought of that. That's
and
incredible.
Everyone knows. I live in the barn. Everybody knows my gaff. Like, you know, they've all, you know, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? This is a true story.
That's an extraordinarily philosophical view on having your house broken into.
Yeah, I know.
Six times. Actually, I got so many funny stories.
You just don't keep out there anymore.
I'm
going
to tell you two really quick funny stories.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
So when I bought that house first, it was completely derelict and it needed to be renovated. But I actually lived up the road. I lived in another house. So I caught some squatters in the house. I knocked on the door. Right? I couldn't open the door because it was barricaded. I knocked on the door. And when they opened the door, they were like, Des Bishop, what are you doing here? And I said, I own this gaff. And he said, no, you don't. You live up the road. Right?
Yeah.
So this is a squatter, right? So the second funny story about my gaff being robbed 6 times. So I'm a slob. I'm a bit of a mess, right? So I have one of those dumb doors that they don't lock. It doesn't lock properly unless you lift up the latch and turn the key.
Yeah.
The one night, I guess I didn't close it properly. And the bloody, it was open. So like 2 a.m, I hear people walking up my stairs, right? And next thing, 3 people walk into my room. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 3 guards, 3 police officers, right? Walking into my room. I was like, what are you doing? They said, your door was open. And we walked in and we seen stuff everywhere. We figured you were being robbed. I said, no, no, I'm just a slob. I'm just in bed and I'm a pig.
You are that person. Oh my God, that's he is amazing. That person that you think a place has been broken into.
Yeah, oh, that's, oh yeah, for sure, man. Oh yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't just go, yeah, I've been burgled, just like for the shame of it, and just some, like report or something.
I should, yeah, for the insurance, you know what I mean? But actually, here's an even better, well, not a better story, but in terms of sometimes there's a benefit to being a slob. I did get robbed one time, and I had just done a fundraiser for the Rialto Youth Group. Yeah. To give money to the local area, but I haven't given them the physical cash yet. An envelope full of money, I think it was like $5,000 in an envelope that was literally sitting on the floor of my sitting room, just on the floor. And the house got robbed, right? But they would never think there was $5,000 on the
middle. I'm just lying on the ground.
And
yeah,
it was still there after they left.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Cork,
your
yeah.
house was so your house was so manky that they couldn't find an envelope with $5,000.
But that's the thing. People always say you're such a mess. Like, I know where everything is. Where's the money? It's on the floor next to my socks.
It's amazing. That there is an advantage to it. Like I was telling
By
you
the way,
before,
just for anybody that's listening, in case you're planning on breaking into Des's house again, just bear that in mind.
Let's just find out when he's on tour.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm in Vicar Street this weekend, so not a good weekend because it's literally 7 minutes walk from me, Gav.
He'll be home. Okay.
Well, he definitely won't be there from 8 o'clock to 10, so that's a really good time.
The guys that normally be robbing my gaff will actually be outside selling tickets to me show. Yeah. Right, so I know them anyway. I know the guys that actually, to be honest, one of the highlights of my career was the day I first saw people scalping my tickets. I thought I finally made it.
Yeah,
but anyway, I'm Vicar Street Saturday, Sunday, so don't rob it then. But I'm in Cookstown, County Tyrone tonight to go up there to celebrate the DUP blocking Brexit again. Tomorrow night I'm in Thurles. That's sold out. A lot of my shows are sold out, but there are some left in Galway because they're midweek. I had to reschedule though. They were meant to be in the weekend back in March. I had to reschedule them, so they're Monday, Tuesday, the best nights in comedy.
Oh God, yeah.
So if you're
in
Galway, go to them.
Well, where's that?
Mullingar next weekend, Friday.
Where's the Galway venue?
The Town Hall.
Town Hall, yeah.
Two nights there. Mullingar. There's some tickets left for that. And then what's another? Oh, Drogheda. I added that late. Yeah. So there'll be some tickets left for Drogheda.
So you can buy your tickets at Ticketmaster or just break into Des's gaff and look at envelopes.
Yeah, they're not all on Ticketmaster. Go to desbishop.net/tour-dates.
If you want to get details on Des, you can do it two ways. Ticketmaster.ie, desbishop.net, or indeed you can drop around and ask the lads who regularly drop his gaff.
Yeah, they'll have a whole stack.
Where he's going to be.
Or you can DM me on Instagram. You know, and if I'm plugging anything else, I got a new podcast called The Shift. It's an Irish sex and dating podcast.
Oh, very good.
It's a sex podcast for people that grew up with a lot of shame around sex.
Oh, very good. Yeah, when's that out? Have you started?
It's out. It's out.
It is. Yeah, how many episodes in there?
Oh, I guess maybe nearly 30.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, we started in February.
What sort of people now? You talk to like ordinary people or are you talking to experts about it? Or
Sometimes we have an expert on. Sometimes we just have comics. You know, sometimes it's geared towards Irish people who definitely grew up with a lot of hang-ups around sex. Then sometimes we get some American comics on that are just very open.
It's a different world.
Very open.
Yeah. No shame or anything
And then we've had some, some mental health ones too. You know, it branches out into all different areas. But it's called The Shift with an Irish comic lives in New York called Katie Boyle. It's called
Crack. Very good, yeah.
People get a kick out of it.
And is that on iTunes and all of the whole?
All the usual spots. Where you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast.
So this weekend then, so both, it's the Saturday and Sunday night.
Yeah, Saturday sold out, but Sunday night.
So Sunday night's the extra date.
That's right, and you'll be out of there by 10:30. It won't affect your working week.
Don't undersell us.
I'm overselling it because a lot of people don't like going out on Sundays. Sunday used to be a thing back in the day because it was like everyone worked in a bar because no one had real jobs in Ireland, you know?
So
Sunday night used to be a mad night, but now everyone has like real jobs.
But they're expected to be there for it.
Yeah. But actually, Sunday night's a good night to do comedy because you're home in bed by like 11 o'clock and you don't have to make it like a mad one, you know?
And come here, listen, it's not an Irish thing, is it? Like when you do gigs overseas, are Sunday nights that are kind of, do they fly just like any other night?
Nah, Sunday night's not a good night anywhere in the world.
Oh, you serious?
I'd say it's even worse than the likes of the States, though, because in the States, like, you know, you're talking about the busiest people in the world. People who get like a day's holiday a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then the commutes are so much bigger and harder. You'd imagine it's even harder, no?
Yeah, and in the States, you can't call up on a Monday and be like, I'm dying. Yeah. It's not an excuse, like, you know? You can't be like, yeah, man, I'm dying, I know.
Listen, can I just ask
the rugby was on, you know? Sorry about that. I'll be in tomorrow.
By some sort of weird coincidence, you popped up on my social media feed during the week.
Was that a weird coincidence?
It was a weird coincidence.
It may be that I spent $200 to boost that post. Might not be a coincidence.
Maybe it's that then.
Might not be a coincidence at all. It might be the way the world works nowadays.
I assume it was some sort of weird throwback because you know the time you spent in China?
Oh, yeah.
Why were you
Which
doing...
Which one popped up? The one with the old triangle or the Camaldi Black and Tans?
Camaldi Black and Tans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, everybody's got that. I pumped more money into that boost this week. Sorry, I shouldn't be letting the secrets of promotion out.
Why that one? Why Camaldi Black and Tans on that show?
Oh, well, I don't know
the backstory.
Okay, well, the quick version of the story is you have on that show you have to do like some sort of party piece and people do whatever.
Yeah.
It's mostly Chinese people. It's not a show for foreigners. It's a show for Chinese guys. And then I was on it. And I think, I can't remember what I was originally going to do. I think they wanted me to do some stand-up, but I just didn't think stand-up in Chinese would be funny on that show. But I was also filming Breaking China. So I was filming the documentary for Ireland.
Right.
So I was thinking, what would be funny to the Chinese in that it's just like, what's going on? But it'd be absolutely hilarious for back in Ireland. So really, it's an Irish punchline on a Chinese show. But it worked. It worked on every level. It worked on every level because to them, they don't know that I'm saying, come out, you black and come out this illegal militia. You know, like, come out this militia that terrorized Ireland from 1919 to 1921. They're saying,
it's the
they're
joy
just,
on their faces.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned, I'm Michael Flatley. You know, like there's no difference to them. You know, so I could have just started doing my feet moving a bit because that's actually the only thing our Chinese people know about Ireland is river dance and in Northern Ireland. And then weirdly, the third thing is they all think that you can't get a divorce in Ireland because there must have been an article like 30 years ago that said you can't get a divorce in Ireland. So they always ask me that. They say, "Bay Ireland, Ireland is Northern Ireland, Ireland," and then they say, "Ni min zai Ireland, can you get a divorce?"
That's the two questions they ask for straight away. That's like,
They always ask that, which is weird. And it came up recently.
It just costs 4 years of your life and about 40 grand.
Yeah, and don't expect to get a house.
Is this the thing that you've been talking about?
Yeah, we talk about it. Yeah,
funny you should bring that up.
We could have told you that was coming.
I'll tell you something. We'll tell those Chinese lads a thing or two.
A great bunch of lads.
The extra date, right, is the Sunday. So it's the 19th and 20th. It's this weekend. It's the Saturday and Sunday in Vicar Street. The extra date, though, the one that the actual tickets you can get your hands on right now from Ticketmaster.ie. You can also check out all the other gigs that Des was mentioning on desbishop.net. Yeah. Thanks a million for coming in, man.
Clan Metal. There's loads of them. I won't be listening to
them. Do you want to sing us out with a verse of the Money Black
Attack? This is in celebration of the DUP's great... The DUP, just great, community people. They care so much about Northern Ireland. Hello, I was born in the Dublin Street, where the royal drums do beat, and the laughing British feet, they walk the
hall. Cookstown tonight, everybody.
I was in Newry on Saturday. This went down well, I can tell you that. Now, they love the Irish Americans up there. We never forgot about them like you did down here. We forgot about them. We didn't forget about them.
Des Bishop.
Making those children laugh up north, that will be our revenge. That's what I say. I was born in the Dublin Street.
Weekend.